You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The University of Michigan is marking its 200th birthday this weekend, shining a spotlight on August 26, 1817. But some sharp-eyed folks might ask, hey, wasn't there a U of M seal that read 1837, backed up by the fact the university held its centennial in 1937 and not 1917? All right, well, here to help sort out the facts behind the true birth of the University of Michigan is Jim Tobin. These days, he's a journalism professor at Miami of Ohio, but he did his PhD in history at U of M, and he was a reporter for the Detroit News. Welcome.
Thanks, Cindy. Good to be here.
Tell us what happened on August 26th in 1817.
This was the day when Governor Lewis Cass, governor of the Michigan Territory, and the so-called judges of the territory, who were really the legislators appointed by the federal government, decided that there would be an educational system headed by something called the University of Michigania. This is before statehood, 20 years before there was a state of Michigan. This would set up education in the territory. And so what they established was a corporate entity that had that name. There was no actual school yet. That took a little longer. That's what got started on this date in 1817.
What was around for education prior to this?
Oh, I think just tutors, a few common schools, church schools. Right. This was when Detroit was not a big city, of course. Not a tiny little town either, but a kind of mercantile center on the Great Lakes.
So it sounds like it was an effort to say, let's get some public education into the Michigan Territory.
Right. Let's get a system of education going. We're starting to get bigger. We have children who need education. Let's get it started.
So when did there become an actual campus, and where was it located?
There was ever only in Detroit a single building on Bates Street near Cadillac Square. And that building was constructed or purchased, I'm not sure which, the following year, and classes began under a single teacher named Dickey, last name Dickey, and that was in 1818. And it was not anything like the university that we know today. It was a kind of academy to prepare students to go on to college or university elsewhere.
Almost what we might call today a high school prep?
A high school prep,
yeah,
exactly.
High school. So the land that this school, the University of Michigania, was to be on originally dated back to something called the Treaty of Fort Meigs with some Native American tribes?
Yes and no. The tribes gave, by that treaty, land that they held to the Michigan Territory. The territorial governors then sold land to create money for this educational system. Some of that money was used then to purchase this plot of land on Bates Street in Detroit.
So it put money in the piggy bank.
That's right.
In a sense.
They didn't use all of it for that purpose. They kept some of those monies, but that's where the original monies came from.
So 1817, this incorporation is the University of Michigania. By the next year, there is a building in Detroit. How did it wind up in Ann Arbor, and what's the significance of 1837?
This is a complicated story, but the little academy in Detroit kind of struggled for years. There wasn't much money to get things going, and there wasn't a whole lot of public support, and there weren't even very many students. So sort of the original plan broke down. It was reconstituted in the early 1820s, and then that kind of petered out. And so finally, there really wasn't anything at all. And then the move toward statehood came in the 1830s. The constitution of the new state was approved in 1835, and then after the so-called Toledo War, this boundary dispute with Ohio, mm-hmm. The state actually joined the Union in 1837. And that was the year when the new constitution was approved and finalized, that a new University of Michigan was established. And it was to be established in Ann Arbor. The old 1817 Detroit facility was no more. And so the whole thing got restarted in Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor bid against other cities in the new state to be the headquarters of the university, and Ann Arbor won, partly because a group of landholders in Ann Arbor said, we'll give you that 40 acres that became the Diag. That looked like a good deal to the new legislature, so they said, okay, Ann Arbor, you can have it.
And there they got it.
And that's what happened. And so that's the reconstitution of the university in Ann Arbor. There's a board of regents elected. They choose the site for the campus. Mm-hmm. But it really isn't then until 1841, because of a financial crisis, crisis that classes start to be taught. Buildings are put up and the first classes are begun.
And so at that point is when the name morphed into the University of Michigan, because we had a state of Michigan.
Right. It was known as the University of Michigan from that point forward.
It sounds like, as you think about the bicentennial, I guess what we're focusing on is the public corporation that was always there.
That's exactly right. People don't really appreciate that it's that legal corporate public entity called the University of Michigan that was founded in 1817. That is the continuous entity that has been around for 200 years now.
Well, then we can say happy bicentennial to the University of Michigan.
Yes, indeed.
Jim Tobin, journalism professor at Miami of Ohio and regular contributor to Michigan Today. Always great to talk history with you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. It was fun.